The fires in California have been absolutely devastating. Let's make sure to keep everyone in our prayers as the terrible situation there unfolds. But as it has, mysterious events and circumstances surrounding the fire have been posted on social media. Strange things appearing in the sky, electrical failures that look like they may have caused some of the fires, videos that look like arson was involved, as well as information on the absolutely terrible job that the government in California, as well as the federal government, has done to help and prevent these types of situations happening in our country. We'll first look at some of the mysterious anomalies that occurred around the fires. In this first video, you can see something streaking through the sky. Some people were saying it looks like a rocket, others like a drone or a UFO. There's really no explanation to what these things are. They're definitely not helicopters. Most of the flights during this whole event were actually grounded, including support from fire department resources. In this next video, a black-looking entity or blob or something in the sky appeared over Santa Monica. I made a video recently on this type of black figure that was appearing all around the world at concerts and during natural disasters. And here is again a similar-looking entity seen over Santa Monica, California.
What about something strange in the sky? It's above the fire right now in Santa Monica.
It's a kite.
It's a kite? There's the fire.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's very bright.
Actually, I don't know what that is.
It's not a kite. It's just flying around. It's not a kite. Kites are not gonna just fly away. It's moving.
This video here was also posted with what looks to be a fireball in the sky. Now this does look like a time lapse, so this could potentially be a helicopter or something like that, but it's worth documenting with the other anomalies that happened during this event. Some very strange videos were posted to multiple social media accounts where there were power surges, one the day before, and then the next day the same location had a fire, as well as power lines sparking, which definitely could cause a fire. Some people were saying this was deliberate and that this caused some of the fires in California.
There swipes the car, and then after it goes through, you just know it's enough to be charged. Yeah.
Someone in the comments said that the same thing happened in front of their house and they called 911 and it was busy. In this video posted to Instagram, it looks like a transformer or something lit up the sky with a blue light. We've seen this before in other locations, but oddly enough, the very next day we see that is the location where one of the fires was burning pretty bad. There has been rumors circulating online that some of these fires were caused due to arson. Now, official reports came out and were shooting down those theories, but we can see here on the New York Post, Kenneth Fire in West Hollywood Hills probed as arson, one in custody after residents detained them. Andrew Huberman, a well-known podcaster, posted a video online of him recording a group of citizens in the streets of Los Angeles setting fires right outside of some apartment buildings.
People are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire, and they're actually, the trees caught fire and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So, be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out.
This was an odd video being posted all over the place of a young group of people throwing gas cans out on the side of the road. Some people were saying this was fueling the fires, or they were setting the fires in the Palisades. But let's make sure to take everything into account. As you can see, they're heading straight towards flames. If they just grabbed these gas cans for the potential of running out of gas on the highway and they see they're heading towards the fire, this could be the reason why they're throwing them out of the car. Benny Johnson posted, "There are now dozens of credible reports of eco-terrorism throughout LA. We have been saying this from the beginning. These fires are not natural. They are being started." Within this post that he posted on X as well as Instagram, you can see random fires that are nowhere near the large fires that have very clearly been deliberately set. This one here at a dumpster on the side of the road somewhere, as well as this small fire pretty close to a gas station. Again, nowhere near any of the large fires, so this is looking like arson was definitely taking place throughout California. 4 weeks ago on Joe Rogan's podcast, he talked about a potential fire in Los Angeles that would burn so bad that it would burn all of Los Angeles all the way to the ocean, that he heard this from a firefighter. Pretty incredible that he says that, and then a month later, we see something very similar take place.
I was filming Fear Factor. I talked to this guy who was a fire guy for the fire department. He said, it's just going to be a matter of time. There's going to be one day where a fire hits L.A., and the wind is the right way, and we're not going to be able to stop it. It's just going to burn right through to the ocean. Mm-hmm. He goes, it's just a matter of time. We all know it. I was like, what, dude? I go, the whole city? He goes, the whole city. He goes, when those big fires get going, there's not a thing. Like when a friend was trying to sell a house in California, and they, it turned out it was $125,000 a year just to get fire insurance. Like, what?
In that case, I think it's just a pretty strange coincidence of timing. But when we look at what has gone on with the insurance companies in California, that I believe is beyond coincidence. California insurer canceled policies month before Los Angeles wildfires. It's being said that over 60% of the people who lived in Pacific Palisades had State Farm insurance, and just a few months ago, they canceled the fire aspect of the insurance so that anybody's home that burned in a fire could not get any type of help from the insurance company. This really makes you start to question everything that took place when you see something like this. It's literally in the billions of dollars that they do not have to pay out now by taking fire off of the insurance. Here we can hear it from one of the residents in their own words.
I know I'm not supposed to be here, but this is my parents' home.
I know the feeling.
And they just lost, they got canceled from their fire insurance. So they're dealing with this. They're 90 years old, and through the state of California, because of this, they're 90 years old, that they've had, they've lived in this house for 75 years, and they've had the same insurance, and these insurance people decided to cancel their fire. And we're going through this, and it just happened, and they have no fire insurance. So thank you, California insurance companies, supporting residents who pay taxes and love California.
Now let's take a look at some of the massive mistakes that have been made by the government of California and the politicians who run it, because a lot of this could have been prevented. This should be the type of thing they focus on, protecting its citizens from fire and not its woke liberal ideologies. And it's pretty clear to see people are fed up with this, and they don't even have anything to explain when they are questioned about their actions. Here's the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, refusing to even answer very clear questions about the terrible mistake she made that could have helped the Los Angeles Fire Department in such a situation as this.
Fire chiefs say that they're really stretched to the limit and running out of water. What have you got to say to them? Have you no response to that? Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
Gavin Newsom was also confronted by a resident from Pacific Palisades, and he tries to dodge the questions immediately and get out of it by saying he's on the phone with the president. But as we'll see, Many of their actions led to this disaster being worse than it had to be, but here's him being confronted.
Governor, you got a second? Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
That's all literally.
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Has right. to be. Of course.
What are you going to do?
I'm doing everything to fill the hydrants.
I would fill them up personally. You know that.
I literally.
I would fill up the hydrants myself.
I understand.
But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not. I see the. Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are safe.
I'd like
to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing?
Thank you.
Now let's take a look at some of the reasons why people affected by these fires in California are so upset with their government, because they have a lot of reason to be. California voters passed $7.5 billion water bond in 2014. 8 years ago, California voters approved Proposition 1, a $7.5 billion water bond to fund water infrastructure projects, including $2.7 billion earmarked specifically for new water storage. Not a single water storage project was completed. LA Mayor Karen Bass cut fire department funding by $17.6 million, focused on homeless spending months before wildfires turned city into hellscape. LA Fire Department Chief warned budget cuts severely limited disaster response a month before LA wildfires outbreak. Los Angeles already shipped firefighting equipment to Ukraine, and now Biden is planning another handout as California burns.
We got notification yesterday their home is about to burn to the ground. Today, parents are maybe still standing, I'm not sure. But the good news is, I'm a great grandfather as of today. I have a granddaughter, and my baby girl, baby boy. So
how red tape strangled California forest management before LA fires. Gavin Newsom was seen complaining about how people were politicizing this. Well, it is political when you rule over a specific area and you do such a terrible job that disasters are worse than they need to be.
As I've been trying to get Gavin Newsom to allow water to come, you'd have tremendous water up there. They send it out to the Pacific because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish, which is in other areas, by the way, called a smelt. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. It was a terrible thing. This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration. They don't have any water. They didn't have water in the fire hydrants.
A lot of times, the money can't even be accounted for when it's distributed in California to different governmental reasons. You don't even know where it goes. A lot of it goes to illegal immigrants, to homeless, and it's not even helping these people because the problem is getting worse and worse. Let's look a little bit into some more of the possibility of homeless setting fires here. Last time I was in LA a couple months ago, I actually saw a homeless person setting a fire not too far from one of these locations.
From 2020 to 2023, the number of fires in homeless encampments have doubled. Last year alone, reporting 13,909. In 2018, by the way, there were only 7 homeless encampment fires. Keep in mind, in the same time frame, California spent $24 billion with a B dollars on the homeless problem, as they called it. By the way, most of that money is completely unaccounted for at this present time. In fact, according to CBS News, in 2021, homeless encampment fires accounted for 80% of fire breakouts in the LA area. So if you stack this on the fact that California won't even trim a branch because all the hippies freak out about touching anything in the environment, this is what you get. Look, the liberal argument out there is that we should not interfere with Mother Nature at all. And that is why they don't do any forest management.
There are actually evil, demonic forces that are behind the radical liberal ideologies that are so prevalent in California. And those forces don't want the betterment of society as a whole. They want its destruction, which is why we see funding going to things that really don't benefit the society. That's why we run into issues like this. Fire hydrants ran dry in Southern California just when they were needed most. The millions and even billions of dollars that are unaccounted for or have gone to useless projects should go to things like this, actual aircrafts and fire breaks and planning for these types of events. This did not have to be as bad as it was. Even just the knowledge of having a pump from your backyard, just a couple $100 pump you can get at any hardware store to have next to your pool, which many people in these areas have. If all or even half of these pools had pumps, the fires would not have been anywhere near as destructive as they were. Elon Musk talked about some of the details about how the terrible government policies and overreach in California made the fires be worse than they had to be.
I mean, you take sort of the California wildfires, for example, there's like this fish called the smelt, for example. So we have far more freshwater runoff into the ocean than we should, really, on the theory that it helps this one little fish that likes a slightly briny freshwater saltwater mix. If we keep more freshwater, then the smelt fish will not be happy. But there's no actual evidence that the smelt fish is going to be unhappy if we keep a bit more freshwater. In fact, we should keep more freshwater, keep the reservoirs full, and just have some sensible fire breaks and move the brush away from houses. But due to a bunch of environmental rulings, you can't actually do that in California. They're not allowed to do the fire breaks, and they're not allowed to push the brush back away from houses. That's just an example of, like, we've saved a lot of tragedy in LA if we've done that.
The Bible tells us that the love of many will grow cold as we head into the last days, and terrible reports came out of homes being looted, homes that were burned down, people going and looting these homes, in my opinion, just really showing that the love of people is growing colder and colder, a sign of the last days.
Defense 2, go ahead. I could use some more resources up here at Pinecrest. I need me because I do have trying to break into homes up here.
14-0.
Copy that. Can you go ahead and give me a rundown of your resources?
Luna announced that deputies arrested two people this morning for allegedly looting homes of victims of the Eaton fire. Now, he had this message for anyone looking to prey on fire victims.
If you are thinking about coming into any of these areas to steal from our residents, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be caught, you're going to be arrested, and you're going to be prosecuted. Don't do that. Stay out of these areas. It's only for emergency workers and people who live there.
There's a lot of unanswered questions in the aftermath of these fires, and the politicians in the state of California need to be held accountable for these actions and these ideologies that they have that have led to the destruction of one of the most beautiful states in the country. They focus on things that actually destroy the nation and destroy the state, instead of focusing on things like preventing fires that they know are coming. Now, there is sad things taking place in the earth, and it's actually prophesied that everything in the earth will eventually one day burn and be destroyed. But if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have the hope of a new heavens and a new earth. The only thing on this earth that will last for eternity is your relationship with God and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't cling to the things of this earth. Cling to that relationship that I hope and pray you have, because the time is coming when this will be destroyed, and that is all that will matter. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.